Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 199 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Amy Major's book, Toward the Light, Rescuing Spirits, Trapped Souls, and Earthbound Ghosts. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from Chapter 5, which is titled Rescue Techniques, and this is what Amy has written. During my time as a rescue medium, I've come across several different forms of rescue work used by various other mediums. Most rescue mediums will have a specific rescue technique that works well pertaining to their individual gifts and communication styles. Certain rescue techniques require several participants to join together to initiate a rescue, whereas other techniques usually only need the assistance of one or two rescue mediums. For the most part, spirit rescue can be completed through two different rescue techniques, direct and indirect. So this is direct rescue. The first type of rescue technique, which most people relate to through recent popular television shows, is a direct rescue. This form of rescue works directly with the spirit in the area the spirit is residing. This is where the medium can work one-on-one with the spirit to help counsel and guide them as an individual. Spirits will usually search out rescue mediums for assistance, or rescue mediums will be called into a location where a spirit entity is detected. The rescue mediums will then communicate, counsel, and guide the spirit to aid in their transition to the other side. For those spirits not ready to cross, the medium will then clear the spirit from the area by either an energy removal or by calling in help from the other side to remove the spirit. Sometimes direct rescue will incorporate several spirits at once through a direct group rescue. This usually occurs at a scene of a tragic accident or event that has taken the life of several people. Depending on the size of the group, several rescue mediums may get called in to be of assistance. Scene rescue is another form of direct rescue. Scene rescue is a form of energy manipulation. Rescue mediums can adjust the perception of an environment or scene the earthbound spirit is experiencing to suit a more stable and positive environment. For example, a group of soldiers may be in a dreamlike state in which they are in the middle of a battleground. These soldiers may feel like the scene or situation is still taking place. The medium or mediums then need to manipulate the energy to change the scene or event to gain the attention of the spirit they are trying to rescue. This technique is performed by stepping into the energy and changing the vibration. The illusion of the dreamlike state is controlled by an energy flow of conscious thought by the spirit. By raising the vibration of the scene, the spirit will be forced to change their perception to better mimic the new energy vibration. It's sort of like coming out of a dream slowly when someone is tickling your nose. You sense the tickle, which starts to grab your attention, and you slowly pull away from the dream to become more consciously aware of the new situation. Rescue mediums will start to change the scene through energy stimulation, taking them from a dark and dangerous situation to a more positive and brighter environment may help ease the tension of the spirit, making them more receptive to help. As stated before, for rescue work in a dreamlike state, the scene manipulation needs to be handled slowly in order to gently pull the spirit back to a consciousness that can be receptive to their guides and angels. Another form of direct rescue that I use often is through viewing of the medium. Earthbound spirits that are consciously aware of their situation but haven't been ready to cross can directly connect to a rescue medium and view the medium's perceptions, emotions, and thoughts to help the spirit through their own experiences. I will often have a group of earthbound spirits tag along and stay very close to my energy. viewing my life through my thoughts and actions. Spirits can adjust their perceptions through my conscious understanding. When I experience a situation that they can relate to, spirits are able to connect with my consciousness and experience the thought and emotion themselves. Experience these thoughts and emotions can help them see through a situation and help them release emotional blockages and trauma, keeping them earthbound. Though rescue mediums are most likely to have spirits follow them around, anyone can have this type of experience. The earthbound spirit will follow and watch anyone they feel connected to. This type of rescue technique is not an attachment because the spirit hasn't merged with your energy. Rather, they are only standing by to observe. There are times when earthbound spirits will hang around rescue mediums for comfort and reassurance that they are safe. They may not be ready to cross over due to connections they have with their physical life, but still need comforting to know that they are not alone. These earthbound spirits will stay close to the medium until they make the decision to cross over. And the next section is titled Indirect Rescue. Some rescue mediums use indirect rescue techniques through circle groups. This is when several rescue mediums sit around in a circle to try to make contact with the spirit for rescue purposes. They can connect to the spirit by a system called remote viewing. Remote viewing is when the medium can see and experience the scene and situation the spirit is in from a distance. Mediums can touch in with the spirit's energy to gain insights as to why the spirit has not crossed over. When they connect with the energy, they can make contact with the spirit. The connection between medium and spirit isn't as strong as direct rescue, but it still provides a valuable resource for rescue work. Many mediums aren't able to travel long distances to have direct communication with the earthbound spirit, so remote viewing is used. Having a large circle group increases the chance of communication with the earthbound spirit, as this provides a stronger connection to the spirit. Having many mediums concentrate on the spirit at once amplifies the energy being sent to the spirit. Once communication is made, they can help the spirit overcome obstacles and aid in their transition to the other side. When the spirit feels ready to cross, the medium can call in their spirit guides, angels, or loved ones. Some mediums do not call in help from the other side. Rather, they only tell the spirit to find the light and cross over. I find that doesn't always work. Most spirits are lost because they cannot find the light to guide them through to the other side. Spirit helpers on the spiritual plane are always standing by to help the spirit. It's best to call them in for assistance so that the spirit doesn't get confused. Circle groups can also send healing energy to the spirit and recite prayers and affirmations to help aid in the transition of the spirit. Spirits can pick up energy being sent to them so they can be somewhat receptive to healing and prayers. This may give them enough focus to concentrate and allows them to consciously be aware of their situation. Once they are conscious of the situation, they can then connect to their guides and angels standing by to assist them. A common question I've been asked before is, what is the white light and how do spirits find it? The light has always been represented as a door or tunnel to the spiritual plane. The truth is, the light is everywhere. There really is no door to the spiritual plane. The spiritual plane is all around us, just on a higher vibration. Once an individual dies and becomes just an energy source, their vibration changes to parallel the energy vibration of the plane of existence it wishes to reside in. Our thoughts and intentions guide the way. A bright light has been seen by many people who have had near-death experiences. The white light represents higher consciousness. Each level of vibration has different sounds and colours associated with it. The white light is the colour vibration associated with the higher spiritual plane, as white is the accumulation of all colour. The white light calls to us because our soul is remembering its connection to this energy vibration and wishes to return to it. So when rescue mediums bring in the white light to help spirits cross over, they are really focusing the spirit's attention to the higher spiritual plane. The white light appears once the spirit focuses on the spiritual plane. As stated before, The tunnel vision, or dreamlike state the spirit is experiencing, hides this white light from the spirit's perception. It's always there, waiting to be recognized and followed. Today I was reading from Amy Major's book, Toward the Light, Rescuing Spirits, Trapped Souls, and Earthbound Ghosts. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or on Kindle. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.